Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening, Ashley. How are you today? Hi.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nations. I would like to ask you a very few questions. Just to confirm, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I probably vote. I have before, but I probably won't, honestly.
Okay. That's also an option. So you will probably not vote, correct? Will not vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your opinion. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
It was Joe, but Joe honestly, Biden. Yeah.
No, no worries. Thank you. We appreciate your opinion. It's really important, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your age, please?
23.
I appreciate that. We're 15% complete with the survey. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay.
Somewhat conservative.
Oh, somewhat conservative, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Pretty dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Yes.
Okay.
The first is reducing crime and gun violence.
Probably like 5.
Somewhat important, 5, okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10, thank you very much. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Definitely a 10.
Definitely a 10. Thank you for your opinion. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Oh, yeah, 10.
10, right? Thank you so much. And we are 31% complete, almost done, ma'am. Appreciate your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I disapprove.
Okay, is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
I appreciate your opinion. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Like 80.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Like an 80.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Probably like a 12.
12. Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use again a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition, from 0 to 10?
Say that again.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
10.
I appreciate your opinion. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
8.
Thank you for your opinion. It is very important. We're 47 complete with the survey, almost done. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over, Ashley?
What are my options?
Do you somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these ends, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Would you say much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you for your opinion. We're 51% complete. Thank you for your patience. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
There's more important issues.
More important, okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first option is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. First or second option, or don't know.
The second option, was it helping adults?
The first option, which is harm reduction, exactly, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes. Okay, that's switching to a less harmful. Okay, thank you. That's your option. Excellent. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
Thank you for your opinion. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
In between somewhat and very concerned.
Okay. We don't have that option, but we can definitely go by somewhat concerned, perhaps, right?
Okay.
Thank you so much. We are, of course, 60% complete of the survey, almost done. Now I'm just going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Again, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, A 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organization and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Any number from 0 to 10, please.
So your question is, if we ban it, then it would lead to more underground?
That's basically the statement. We would like to know if you do not agree with this statement at all, if you somewhat agree, or you strongly agree to the fact that prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
I agree that prohibition won't work. So where am I on that scale?
From 0 to 10, you can strongly agree. A 10 is a strongly agree. A 5 is somewhat
10.
Agree. 10. Okay. The next statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you not agree at all? 0. Do you somewhat agree? 5. Or 10, strongly agree.
0.
Any number from 0. Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. We're 69% complete, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support.
I oppose.
Oh, you oppose. Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, I appreciate your time. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support? Somewhat support? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Say that again. Sorry.
Yes. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose.
Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Okay, I appreciate that. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Would you say much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more.
Thank you very much for your answer. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact. Have no impact at all. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a couple of options in the past 30 days. Have you used any of the following products? Yes or no? Have you used beer?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used wine?
Yes.
Okay. How about pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay.
Vape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Oh, yes. Right?
Oh, no. So
no pipe tobacco. Okay. How about cigarettes?
No.
Okay. How about e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
What is the liquor or spirit? Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay. How about coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. How about cigars?
No.
Okay. How about soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we're 90% complete, almost done. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
High school graduate.
I appreciate your opinion. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Living with a partner, right? Okay. We can say married with a partner. Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? The first option is wealthy, upper class, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Working class. Thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Thank you so very much for your participation. This concludes our survey. Okay. I appreciate your time, Ashley. Thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your information is confidential, and thank you for your time. That's it. Okay?
Okay. You have a
good
night.
All right. Goodbye. Have a good night, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, sir.